There's this practice that some of you have done with me or do on your own, which is called one in the beginning and one in the end. And what this is when you wake up in the morning, you make your aspiration for the day, or aspirations. People do it in a very, very personalized way. But just to give an example, you might say, may I catch my Shenpa today? Try not to make it too grandiose. May I completely attain enlightenment by noon? You know, may I make it to the breakfast table without blowing up at somebody? You know, that might be a good one. You know, you're pretty realistic here. But basically, you make your aspiration, and they change day by day, and sometimes they're very glorious and sometimes very mundane. But, you know, there's some sense of living your life as a ceremony, that you begin with a sense of intention, and then you go about your day. And needless to say, there's always a lot of forgetfulness about this intention. But in any case, that's one at the beginning. And one at the end is at the end of the day, you look back over. This is the part that is so loaded for people like ourselves. Because looking back over, you go into despair mode about what a failure you are. So when Zigar Khunchul teaches about this, he always says, for me, when I see that I connected with my aspiration, even briefly, once during the whole day, I feel a sense of rejoicing. And he said, and when I see that I blew it, lost it completely, I rejoice that I have the capacity to see that. For him, what he tries so hard to teach the students, and what he says is the most challenging thing to teach, is, what is it, after all, that sees that we blew it? It's your own wisdom. It's your own insight. It's your own prajna. Couldn't we just have the aspiration to identify with the wisdom that sees that we said a mean word, or that we drank when we said we wouldn't drink, or whatever it is, the wisdom that sees that. That we identify more and more with this prajna, or this wisdom aspect of our being, instead of always identifying with the failure that's being seen. So he said, and when I see that I didn't live up to it, that I blew it, I rejoice that I have that ability to see. So this is a very, very important point, you see. And again, hopefully I say this to get us into the spirit of delighting in seeing rather than despairing in seeing. This is the point I'm trying to make. Is that clear that that's the point I'm trying to make? Is delighting in seeing rather than despairing in seeing. Letting seeing build confidence rather than cause us to go into a depression and feel discouraged and hopeless. This is the point that he makes over and over again in his teachings. Being able to acknowledge the Shenpa, being able to see the Shenpa, that is the doorway to freedom, just being able to acknowledge it, being able to see it. And we should be able to rejoice in that. Then if we can do the next step of refraining from going down the road, which sometimes we'll be able to do, and sometimes we won't be able to do, depending on the strength of the Shenpa, we should rejoice that sometimes we have that ability to interrupt the momentum of the Shenpa. And we should rejoice that we even have the aspiration to acknowledge and to refrain. And we should expect relapses.